people said they wanted international and national observers. Our law now provides for international and national observers. Further to that, draft constitution now makes it a must that there must be international and national observers to observe Zimbabwe's election, and that these people are accredited by the Zimbabwe Election Commission.
We also saw some in the ZANU-PF saying that they want those who are called to observe internationally to be aligned with ZANU-PF. What's your take on this issue?
Well, that is absolute nonsense and a display of ignorance of what the Electoral Act says as well as what the new constitution says. The ZANU-PF cannot select which observers must come to Zimbabwe. Otherwise, the observers cease to have their essence. It is the people from all over the world can apply to the observer to the Zimbabwean election. Not people that ZANU-PF may want or things people that MDC may want. Let it be people who want to observe these elections. This is what the law says, and this is now what our constitution says.
There is some question already that the application calls for the Minister of Justice and Legal Affairs and also the Minister of Foreign Affairs to also be able to include applications from individuals.
Well, there are various categories of applications that can be made. The first application is where individuals who want to observe make a special application to ZEC to be allowed to observe. These people are allowed to make those applications, and ZEC processes those applications. Then there are people who are invited, where the government actually says, without those people applying, simply says to them, can you please come here and observe our elections?